Well, today we have the miracle of the curing of the royal official's son. This is found in St. John's Gospel, chapter 4. And this sounds like a very similar story, which is in the other Gospels, about the centurion who had the near-death servant who was very ill as well. But there are two different miracles. You'll see that when you look at the details, there were two different occasions, one when the centurion came for his servant, and this one when the royal official comes to the Lord for his son. Now, we know from the details of today's gospel that the Lord had spent time down in Jerusalem and Judea in the south, and now he was returning to the north, up to Cana in Galilee. That's where the Lord had worked his first public miracle, changing water into wine. And when the news spread that Jesus of Nazareth was coming back to the north, the word got out. And it says that many in Galilee flocked to see Jesus, looking for signs and wonders and miracles and cures and healings because of his reputation. Notice they weren't so much interested in his teachings, but they were interested in the signs and the wonders and the miracles. And so there were large crowds gathered around him. One of the men who approached had traveled 20 miles to be there. He was a royal official from Capernaum. Capernaum is a 20-mile journey from Cana. And this man was a very prestigious person. He was a royal official, most likely working for Herod, and he had traveled a great distance to get to meet Jesus because he cared so much about his dying son who was back in Capernaum. So when he came up to the Lord, he begged the Lord and said, "Please heal my son who is near death." Now the Lord doesn't directly answer the man at first. He turns to the crowds, and the Lord here is a little bit cold. For example, he says, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." So the Lord is sort of reprimanding the people of Galilee for only wanting to see the signs and the wonders and the miracles. But notice that the royal official, he doesn't take it personally. He continues to persevere in his prayer. And he says, "Sir, come down before my child dies. Travel with me back 20 miles to Capernaum. Heal my son before he dies." So we have here, even though the Lord at first doesn't respond, and he seems to give an answer that was not too receptive, this father perseveres in his prayer, and he has faith and says, "Lord, come down before my child dies." Now the Lord doesn't say that he'll go with him. He just tells the father to turn around and head back. He says, "You may go, your son will live." So immediately, of course, the father begins to walk back. So you see, he does have faith in what the Lord said. He leaves the Lord where he is in Cana and begins to journey back. And of course, it's a couple of days' journey. And the next day, on his way back, his servants come out and meet him and said that, yes, his boy has survived the high fever. His boy will live. And of course, he asked them when he began to recover. And they said it was yesterday afternoon, at 1:00 p.m. And of course, the father realizes that's the exact time that Jesus said, "Your son will live." So we see in today's gospel, we have the great love of a father for his son, willing to travel and journey these 20 miles to beg from the Lord the cure. And after, even though the Lord refuses to come back with him, the father accepts Jesus at his word and has great faith, and he trusts that what the Lord said would occur. So he travels all the way back, and of course he gets his reward, that his son will live. And the most beautiful part here, it says, he and his whole household became believers. So the faith of the father brought faith to the spouse, to the children, and to the whole family. So always remember that. If you're praying for your family, for your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, because you believe, it can bring your whole family to belief. So again, we have a great passage today about faith and how one person's faith can bless the entire family.